6622.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's the fall out here today. It's nice and cool. It's a great day to say, let's get the kids together, put them in the car. We're going to go down to Latchey's Garden Center and Farm Stand, get some corn stalks to decorate the front of the house, some potted mums to plant in the garden, and they've got some big, big, big jumbo mums that you can put on your front stoop that are perfect right now. They're just cracking color. Just beginning to show color, and that way these mums should bloom for at least 6 to 8 weeks. Flowering cabbage, flowering kale. They have beautiful fall blooming asters, fall blooming pansies. And if you want something neat and something very, very different, they've got these big potted containers of millet. Now, millet looks like corn. The leaves look very, very similar to corn, except they grow about maybe 4 to 5 feet tall. And the flower looks like a cattail that grows in the wetlands. And it's the foliage is green, red, and purple. And this head of millet that produces all these seeds is purple. And it's just beginning to turn a little bit of brown, and the seeds are becoming visible. So there's a lot of fun things down here, all kinds of Halloween decorations, and goats, and scarecrows, and pumpkins, and gourds, Indian corn, fresh-picked apples, cider, all kinds of things. So come on by, say hello, we'd love to see you. I'll be here until 2 o'clock, and we have prizes for you today. We want to see the biggest tomato in Methuen. The biggest tomato that you have, bring it down. We have prizes for you. Okay, John, who's up first this hour?
Up first, this is Jim from Arlington, Massachusetts, who has a question about roses.
Hi, Jim. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, thanks a lot. I just had one question. How late can I prune my roses safely in the season?
Well, I mean, you can cut roses to bring inside to put in the vase until October. If you're just cutting a rose here and there, that's not a big deal. What you do not want to do is, in October, cut back the entire plant, thinking, well, I'm going to cut it back, and that way it will be better during the winter. You never, ever, in the Northeast, prune back roses in the fall of the year. You should not be fertilizing your roses at this point. No food, nothing. No Miracle-Gro, no rose food, nothing. The only thing that your roses are going to get is if there's bugs, put an insecticide. If you've got some fungus on the foliage, put a fungicide on it, but no food and no major prunings. You need to allow that plant to harden off, to change that new growth that's succulent and soft to woody, fibrous, to make it strong for the winter months. Now, if you live near Methuen, they sell salt marsh hay. Salt marsh hay is grown in the marshes, totally weed-free. You don't find salt marsh hay in the lawn and nurseries. When you've had good frost, clean around your plant. Get all the leaves out. Pack around the plant salt marsh hay, and that will help to insulate the plant during the winter. In the spring, pull the salt marsh hay away. Spread it in your vegetable garden as a mulch to control the weeds and to cut back on the amount of water that you need to apply during the summer. And then in the fall, turn it over into the soil, and now you've got organic matter. So you have three things: winter protection, weed control, and organic matter for your soil, all from one plant. You cannot do that with hay or straw. So salt marsh hay. Thank you. John, who's up next?
Up next, we have Robin from Worcester, Mass. And she has a question about, she has a comment about monarchs that you called for earlier.
Okay, great. Robin, good morning.
Good morning. I'm calling to answer your question about the monarch butterfly numbers this season.
Thank you.
And basically, I and my neighbor go out and we collect the little caterpillars, bring them in the house, feed them, wait for them to do the cocoon and keep them indoors, and then we release them. And it's become a little hobby. It's a lot of fun. And we do have lower numbers this year.
You do?
Yes. And the reason for that was kind of twofold. They migrate every year to the same spots in Mexico, and there's some deforestation going on down there. And actually, this season was the lowest on record as far as the overwintering numbers of monarch butterflies. So right out of the box, when they leave Mexico to migrate north, we actually had the lowest numbers on record in that migration. And then secondarily, we up here in the north, we had some really cold weather. I think we had that cold spell early in May where we had the frost. And they will backtrack, or they will just die off if they can't fly in that type of a frost situation. So this year in New England, especially, and into Canada, we're seeing record low numbers of butterflies.
Now,
lots of people pull those weeds.
Now, Robin, tell me how the monarch butterfly develops. Now, you said they leave Mexico and they fly to New England. What happens when they get here?
Well, there's actually four generations of butterflies during the season. They will lay their butterflies, they eat them, you know, they mate and they leave the eggs, and that each generation dies off until the fourth generation, which fairly, some of the first generation actually get up here, and they do four generations here. And now, this time of year, when you see a butterfly, it's the fourth generation, and that butterfly will fly all the way to Mexico, and they overwinter in the forest area in Mexico, and after the winter, they head up here again. So it's like a ladder, if I described it correctly. But any monarchs you see in this area right now will be overwintering in Mexico, one place, one forest area.
That's a long way to fly for that very delicate insect.
Right. Well, if you look at the difference between the earlier monarchs in the season, they're lighter, their wings are thinner. Now, if you catch one, they're a very hardy breed, and they actually it's very natural type thing. I started this as, I guess, just to inquire, worked with my grandchildren to show them how it worked, which is really miraculous, and then did the research and found out all of these things about Mexico.
That is fabulous.
It's really fabulous. It really teaches someone to believe when you see it from an egg to a butterfly.
That is incredible.
Really incredible. So we go out and collect caterpillars. We actually take rides and look for milkweed and try to find the caterpillars to bring indoors to make their survival better, their rates better.
Right. Yeah, that way they've got perfect conditions. They don't have to worry about predators. They don't have to worry about accidentally spraying some insecticide on the plant and hurting them. That's great.
Any insecticide you use in your garden will kill the caterpillar, just like it will kill an aphid or whatever else you have in your garden. So you have to be really careful, not only to preserve the milkweed, which is their only source of food, but not to put the pesticides on the milkweed.
Thank you. Robin, I appreciate the phone call. You've answered a lot of questions, and I hope everybody listening appreciates this, a little bit of knowledge, a little tidbit of information that we can store, and it makes us a better gardener. Thank you, Robin. We really appreciate that. Don, who's up next?
Up next, real quick, we have Rob from Wakefield, Massachusetts, who has a question about reseeding.
Rob, how can we help you with your garden today?
Hey, good morning, Paul. I'm looking at reseeding my yard, and got a lot of crabgrass and weeds in it, and I had a question about preparing the soil and the type of seed I'm going to put down.
Okay.
I was going to aerate and wondering if I did that, if I could aerate and then lay the seed down as opposed to having to use a slice seeder.
Okay, we're coming up on a break. You just hold on, and when we come back, we'll talk slice seeder and aerator, what the difference is. And you've picked the best time because now is the best time to plant a new lawn. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic. It's biodegradable and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway Small Critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway Dormant Cat Repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Hi, this is Carl Edwards. As a high-performance NASCAR driver, I need to stay healthy and fuel up with the right nutrients I need to perform my best. But the average vegetable loses nutrients while traveling to the store. So I decided to grow my own edible garden with the help of Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. Now, instead of going out, I grow out to eat delicious meals made with the freshest ingredients from my garden. Plants need more than water to reach their fullest potential. They need food. The fast, easy way to grow a thriving edible garden is with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. I just attach the Liquifeed feeder to my garden hose, insert the refill bottle, and feed my plants as I water, about once every other week. Simple. And Liquifeed has already mixed the ideal amount of food and water my plants need, so there's no mixing, no measuring, and no mess. Now that my garden gets exactly the right amount of food, it grows twice as big as watering alone. So grow out to eat like me and start your edible garden with Miracle-Gro Liquifeed. Pick up Miracle-Gro Liquifeed today. Start right. Finish big with Miracle-Gro.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 10th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1,246.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,279.49, $639.74 for a half ounce, or $319.87 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,279.49, $639.74, or $319.87.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Rob about planting a new lawn or fixing an existing lawn. Now, the days of rototilling and raking and grading and all that, it's over. There's no more of that. That is not necessary anymore. And, Rob, if you're going to spend the time to aerate and then put your seed, it's going to cost you the same as renting a slice seeder as it would an aerator. And the thing that's nice about the slice seeder, it puts the seed in the ground so that you're only doing one thing. You're just putting the seed slicer and the seed together. If you aerate, you have to aerate, and then you have to go back and put the seed, and not all the seed is going to fall in the slits that you make with the aerator. I would rather that you rent a seed slicer. Now, this is the thing. First thing you need to do, cut the grass as short as you can possibly do it, okay? Don't have to worry about raking it. Just cut the grass as short as you can. Rent a seed slicer. It's going to cost you $35, maybe as much as $50. So get a neighbor who needs to do the same thing, and the two of you can do it together. You can slice seed about 10,000 square feet of lawn in about an hour or less. And you take the slice seeder, you put your grass seed in it, you go back and forth in your yard, and it cuts little grooves about 2 to 3 inches apart, and the seed falls in the groove. You put down your fertilizer, lime if you need it, and then all you have to do is water. The seed is inside the little groove that you've made. And when you water, the trench collapses, covers the seed with soil, and you're ready to go. Don't worry about the weeds. The grass seed will germinate. It will come up. It will get thicker. The frost will kill the weeds. And next year, you're ahead of the game. So this is the best time. Now, grass seed. Buy a grass seed. And when you look on the label in the back of the box, it's perennial. Do not buy grass seed that says annual on it. Reason is, annual, if you're planting it in the spring, that's fine. In the fall, if let's say you have 10% annual grass in your seed blend, annual seed is twice the size of a perennial seed, sometimes even more. So if it's twice the size, that 10% is now 20% by volume. As soon as you get a frost, it dies. So you've gone through all this work for something that's only going to live for about 3 or 4 weeks by perennial. That way it comes back year after year. Spend the extra money, get a good quality seed, and when you're putting it down, all this labor and all this work to get it done, double the amount of seed that you put down, because the cost of the seed is nothing compared to having to do this all over again. in the spring. So put plenty of seed, get a good quality seed. I love the Jonathan Green Black Beauty. It is a tall fescue. It's a fescue that will develop a root system 3 feet deep in the ground, which means during the summer, it's less likely to turn brown. Very, very hardy. There's a new grass seed on the market from Canada called Eco Lawn. And this is a new generation of grasses. It will grow in the sun or the shade underneath big trees. And it only needs to be mowed twice a year. And it will grow on the side of the road where if you get a lot of salt damage, it will just shake it off. So go to my website. And if you look under Wildflower Farm, you can get some information. If you live North Shore of Boston, I know you can buy it at Northeast Nursery on Route 1. They do carry it. So either the Eco Lawn or Black Beauty. Scott has some wonderful grasses. But again, look at the label and make sure that it's all perennial. And use a fall or a seed starter fertilizer. Those two types of fertilizer help the seed to germinate quicker and get the plant established with a bigger root system faster. Okay? So don't aerate and then put down the seed, because when you aerate, you're making the same type of holes. You're spending the same money to rent the equipment. So why not buy a seed slicer, which is going to aerate the soil and apply the seed in the trench at the same time. And again, it's like $35, $40, maybe a little bit more to rent it for the day or for a half a day. Talk to one of your neighbors. The two of you do it together, and you can split the cost of the seed slicer. But use good seeds. Main thing you need to do, and water every day, unless it rains. If it rains, don't worry about it. But water every single day, and it will come up real good for you. 800-259-9231. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. This fall, after you put all your gardening equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in your tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pet safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
There are all sorts of things on the market designed to keep you safe when you're out and about. Whistles, mace, you name it. But for real peace of mind for parents, students, and children, you need an iSafe bag.
We heard a loud noise, and I could see a flashing in the backpack.
The sound was different than a car alarm, so it was a different sound, so we looked to see what it was.
I think it's a great idea.
Introducing the iSafe bag, a backpack that looks normal until you pull the pin. The iSafe bag emits two powerful sirens and a high-intensity strobe light simultaneously to attract immediate help.
Having the iSafe bag gives me a feeling of being safe because I know when I pull the alarm, people will hear it and they'll come and help me.
For mobile personal security, get the iSafe bag at iSafeBags.com. That's the letter iSafeBags.com. iSafeBags.com.
I thank God that she had that backpack and she had enough sense to use it.
It's like having a bodyguard with you all the time. The iSafe bag, the patented bag with a built-in alarm, available at iSafeBags.com.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
Never clean or maintain your old-fashioned gutters again. Now there's Rain Handler. How'd you like to never have to climb a shaky ladder to dig out leaves from your gutters ever again? You need Rain Handler, the patented modern gutter that eliminates gutter cleaning forever. Rain Handler converts the runoff from your roof to gentle raindrops and spreads them away from your home, eliminating ground erosion. Rain Handler is made of self-cleaning aluminum louvers that allow leaves and debris to blow away. And Rain Handler cannot cause ice dams. Each Rain Handler section is guaranteed against winter damage and comes with a 25-year warranty and a full one-year money-back satisfaction guarantee. Go to GetRainHandler.com to see this amazing system in action or call 800-942-3004. All radio listeners receive a 10% discount at GetRainHandler.com. That's GetRainHandler.com. Call 800-942-3004 or visit GetRainHandler.com today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's a great day, nice and cool, a great day to get motivated, to work on your lawn, to get some decorating done and prepare for the fall season. We're at Lachie Garden Center and Farm Stand in Methuen. It's a wonderful place, all kinds of events, 11 o'clock until 3, free barbecue, face painting for the kids. We have a giant tomato contest. Bring us your biggest tomato or the oddest shape tomato that you have, and we'll be judging them, and we're going to have some great prizes for you. So come on by. It'd be a great time to really prepare for the fall season. You know, at this time of the year, we need to wake up the grass a little bit. We've been under stress. We had a lot of heat. We didn't have a lot of rain, and you need to prepare the grass for the fall and for the winter months. And if you had a choice to feed the grass, let's say just once a year, the fall is the best time to fertilize the lawn. Because at this time of the year, 25% of the food that you apply is used to make the plant grow. 75% is stored to keep it strong and healthy for the winter and to give it a good push when spring arrives. To give you some more information about lawn care, I've asked a good friend, Dave Flannery. He's from a new company, and it's called Converted Organics. And Converted Organics, well, let me have Dave tell you about it. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you very much for having Converted Organics back on your program. We appreciate it.
Well, I mean, you guys have done a great job, and I think once people hear your story, they're going to be as excited about your product as you and I are. Tell us the story of Converted Organic Fertilizer.
Okay, well, Converted Organics is a company here in Boston that was formed to convert food waste into organic fertilizer. And really what we do is we accept a wide mix of food waste, primarily from large grocery stores and supermarkets. We take that waste into our plants and convert it into a high-quality organic fertilizer that we sell back into the consumer or retail lawn and garden market. So it's a really nice story. We've got effective products, but we're really taking a waste and converting that into a valuable resource.
Yeah, it's really neat. I mean, it used to be that, you know, at the end of the day, the bakery would take all their bread and rolls and stuff and just throw it into the landfill. And you're taking all this waste and vegetable waste and fruit waste, and you're composting it and changing it into something that doesn't just go into the landfills. It will make your grass grow, which is very, very good. Now, you work with a lot of supermarkets. Tell us about this.
Sure. Well, actually, the food waste haulers collect the waste and bring the waste to us. We actually get paid to take the waste, much like a landfill does, though there are some key differences. Our facilities, our manufacturing facilities, really act like perpetual urban recycling facilities. They never fill up and they don't pollute. We're taking food waste in the back door, and within 5 to 10 days, we're shipping very valuable products out the front door. The other key difference here is that food waste in the U.S. happens to be a big problem. I mean, every year in the U.S., about 31 million tons gets dumped in landfill where it decomposes and produces destructive greenhouse gases. And our process uses aerobic digestion technology, which eliminates that methane production from the food waste. So a real positive environmental story behind our products.
Now, when the homeowner takes Converted Organic Fertilizer and they apply it to their lawn, what can they expect, Dave?
Well, our products are really aimed at improving the overall biological productivity of the soil. So we make a product that feeds the native microorganisms that are in your soil. And in doing so, those microorganisms make nutrients more available to the plant or to the grass. So homeowners who use our product can expect a green, lush, healthy lawn.
And how often would you suggest that the basic lawn be fed with Converted Organic Fertilizer?
Not unlike other fertilizers, we would recommend 4 applications a year, one in the early spring, perhaps one in the late spring, one in the summer, and one in the fall. I happened to apply a bag yesterday, and I'm glad in your lead-in you mentioned the fact that we've just been through a real stressful summer in terms of heat and humidity and some drought conditions, and now is a great time to get out and apply a round of fertilizer to have a good, healthy lawn here for September and October before the cold weather sets in.
Now, is there a website that people can go to get more information about Converted Organic Fertilizers?
Yes, it's www.convertedorganics.com. And we have a store locator there, so individuals can go there and find out where they can buy the product near their home. Our products are sold in the Northeast here at Home Depot stores and Whole Foods stores, as well as a select number of independent garden centers.
You were telling me that Whole Foods is one of the supermarkets that you work with where you take all of their produce and bread products that have gone by, and you take all of their products, recycle it, change it to a fertilizer, and they sell that right back to the homeowner.
They do. So we were fortunate to have them expand with our product line from a geographic standpoint. Now we're being carried in about 84 stores from Maine to the Delaware area, and it's a perfect fit. We do take in some of their outdated food waste, and in turn they're selling our product to consumers.
So it's a win-win situation for everybody.
That's right.
Now, converted organics fertilizer, can they take some of this fertilizer and apply it to their perennial beds at this time of the year?
Yes, we have two retail products. One, our probably most popular product, is a 20-pound bag of lawn and turf fertilizer, so that's for lawns. But we also sell a granular or dry fertilizer called Converted Organics Flower and Garden Fertilizer. This is a 418 NPK analysis, and it's available in 20-pound bags as well as 5-pound and 1.5-pound bags. And we've gotten a lot of feedback that it's an exceptional product for vegetable gardens. So, absolutely, Paul, in terms of the application you just mentioned.
Now, when you apply a fertilizer like yours that is so unique, I mean, it's not a chemical. It's not a man-made or a petrochemical fertilizer. It's totally organic. How is it going to work with all of the microbes? And in return, what are the microbes going to do for your grass and for your plants?
Well, that's a good question. It's a tough one for me to answer as a sort of the head of marketing. I'm not the head of R&D, but I can tell you that our products are being sold really into four different markets. They're being sold into the consumer market, into the golf market, professional lawn care market, and into the agriculture market. And across all of those markets, we're seeing, on the crop side, we're seeing improved yields for growers. In the golf market, our product is increasingly being used in environmentally sensitive areas around waterways and estuaries, and on greens and tees and some of the most prestigious courses here in the Northeast, and as well as here in the lawn care situation. So I can only tell you that this year our same-store sales here in the consumer market are up well over 100% versus last year. So the product clearly is effective, and the brand is really taking hold here in the Northeast.
And it's so unique. I mean, it's a great concept that rather than take everything and, as you said, throw it into the landfills, produce all of these gases that will work against you, you're able to take this product, digest it, use it into a product that's going to release slowly and increase the microbes, increase the organic matter that you're putting into the soil. When you put down a chemical fertilizer, there's nothing left. It feeds it, and then it's gone. But when you use your product, when the microbes are done feeding on it, you do have organic matter that's remains, and that's going to help the roots and the plant to retain moisture, to better the overall appearance of your soil, better texture. So it's a win-win situation when you use a product like this.
That's right.
Now, what if people listening to this want to keep one thing, what would you like to tell them about your product?
Well, I think the main thing that we would like to convey to consumers is that we've got a very effective product, and if they're using it, they can nourish their lawn and garden and at the same time have a positive impact on the environment, because we're taking a waste and converting it into a resource and thereby reducing greenhouse gases and so forth. So it's really a win-win from a product and the environmental standpoint.
And they can use this if they're putting in a new lawn. You know, this time of the year, people are either repairing a lawn that's had a lot of drought problems, or they're trying to plant a new lawn by seed. How will the Converted Organic Fertilizer help a newly seeded lawn?
Well, you just touched on a few of them, Paul, in terms of it really building up the overall organic content within the soil, as well as improving nutrient and water holding capacities within the soil. So those are all the same reasons why it will be very effective for a new lawn or a mature lawn.
So if you're looking for something natural, organic, a way to help clean up the environment, but yet do a great job for you, something that's really going to help everybody, from the people that originally produced the food went by because it wasn't busy enough or of the date, you're recycling something that would normally go into the landfills, create a problem, and it's used to make your grass better, your plants better, and produce organic matter at the same time. What more can you ask for?
That's our story, Paul. So we're enthusiastic about it, and we've got two plants up and running now, one in New Jersey and one in California, and our plans are to hopefully put additional plants in near some of the largest cities in the U.S. that generate the most food waste. So there's a big opportunity here to address this issue or challenge here in the U.S. relative to food waste.
And we want to encourage all of you, if you get a minute, go on the Internet and just type in www.convertedorganics. Read the story of this company. This is a very, very unique company. And without companies like this, the future of agriculture would be very, very different. This is a company that really cares about the environment. They're trying to make the yard where you live, your lawn where you live, safer. They're trying to clean up the environment by recycling and reusing spent food or crops and products. And at the same time, you're going to have a much better plant because the microbes in the soil, the organic matter that it produces, this is a great product. So read the story on the Internet. Call your local nursery. See if they have it. If they don't have it, ask them to get it for you. Look for a dealer and use it on your lawn, and you'll be amazed at the difference when spring arrives. Dave, thank you so much for joining us today. I know you've got a busy weekend ahead of you, and we really appreciate all of your time. Thank you.
Thank you for your support, Paul.
Thank you, Dave. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Let me tell you about Vacation, an all-natural, anti-drought, liquid plant treatment perfectly suited to take care of your plants while you are away. Mix Vacation with water and apply to your plants as a normal watering. Your plants will remain in a state of drought resistance for up to 2 weeks as long as they are not watered. Safe and non-toxic for people and pets. Vacation works great as a plant sitter while you're away on vacation. So keep your plants healthy while you're on vacation with Vacation. Are you seeing ants and other insects in your home? Want to control them organically? Then use Ant Eater from St. Gabriel Organics. Ant Eater is so safe you can place the powder in the cabinet with your cereal and bag goods. Control insects in any room of your home, even the kitchen, with organic Ant Eater. Roaches, fleas, ticks, and ants don't have a chance with Ant Eater. And now you can kill weeds organically with Burnout 2. Yes, organically, Burnout 2.
Hi, this is Brian Main from my good friends at Dr. Earth with an incredible offer. Dr. Earth is generously offering a free 48-page organic gardening guide. Milo Seamus, president of Dr. Earth, has spent over 17 years researching and developing this invaluable information for the Dr. Earth 17th Anniversary Magazine. Visit drearth.com and click the Ask Dr. Earth button on top. Enter your mailing address and send it, or call 707-448-4676. Again, that's drearth.com. Dr. Earth, just go organic.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We are at Latchey's Garden Center and Farm Stand on Route 97 in Methuen, right near Salem, New Hampshire. Come on by and say hello. The doors are open. Coffee's on. We'd love to see you. And if you've got some big tomatoes, pick up the biggest one. Or if you got something that really looks strange, bring it to Latchey's, and we're going to judge a little later on in the afternoon, and we'll have prizes for the most unusual shape or the biggest tomato that you can grow. Bring it down. We'd love to see you. John, who's next?
Up next, this is John from Boston. Is a question about blueberries.
Hi, John. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I've got a quick question about next year's crop of blueberries.
Yes.
This year's blueberry crop was a little tatter than normal from the years past. In the soil, I put aluminum sulfate and like a 10-10-10 fertilizer. But I'm just curious if there's anything I could add to the soil that might make them a little sweeter.
Well, I'll tell you, John, your timing is perfect. I'm heading off to Atlantic City to a trade show for the next 3 days. Once I leave Latchey's here in Methuen, and there's all kinds of new products. 2 weeks ago, I was in Chicago at a real big gardening convention and show, and met some people from Florida, and they raise papaya. They also raise citrus, and they have found a series of microbes that they are now growing in a laboratory. And when you apply these microbes to your plants, it will increase the sugar content and the flavor of the plants. Now, he's sending me some. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give it to my son in Florida because he plants anew for the fall, and to see what kind of difference the taste is going to be. But this is very new, very natural. It's totally organic, totally natural. But it's a grouping of microbes that he's been selling for years to citrus growers. And he said that the growers will go into their field, pick some oranges, and if the flavor is not as good as they want, they can spray these microbes on the foliage and on the ground. The plant will begin to digest the microbes and use it, and it will increase the sugar. Now, to me, that's incredible. So I'm going to do my homework, do my research, and if this really works, I'll be giving you names, suppliers, and things like that so that you can get this product. So this is totally new. It's never been available to you, the homeowner, before. But it is bacteria and microbes that will increase the sugar level in your plant. And he's been using it on tomatoes. And he says, if you think fresh tomatoes taste good, you should taste it with these microbes. But he raises papaya and citrus, oranges, and grapefruits. And he sells it by the truckload all over Florida. But they're looking to come into New England. And he said, on apples, spray it on your apples, on your pears, on your peaches, and they're going to taste better. They're also going to keep longer, so that when you pick apples and you put them in your basement and you want to hold them off for as long as possible, it's going to let them stay in your basement for a longer period of time and have a higher sugar content. So don't get discouraged that they were tart. You've done everything correctly. They love an acid soil with the aluminum sulfate. Aluminum sulfate is a soil acidifier. It makes the soil more acidic, which is what blueberries love. But this is a new technology for the garden, for the future. And that's why I get so excited when I go to these shows, because I get a first-hand look at what's new and what will help you to become a better gardener. Now, if we can help you, call this number, 800-259-9231, or better still, come and see us. We're at Latchey's Garden Center, Route 97 in Methuen.